Well, if you haven't searched for a job for a few years or maybe a few decades, and you're a certain age, there are a few things you should know before sending a resume. And joining us is Carly Ruskowski from AARP. Carly, what advice can you offer someone who's older and trying to get a job in 2024?
So it's still a really strong labor market, and unemployment is still at historic lows. While we do see that many older workers, 50 and older, feel that age discrimination can hurt their chances of getting either a new job or advancing in their careers, our new AARP research shows that 64% of workers age 50 plus believe that they face age discrimination in the workplace today. So we want to make sure that older workers and older job seekers have a resume that highlights their skills and not their age. So we like to call it age-proofing your resume, but some tips that older workers can take when they're redoing their resume or are looking at their resume to get back out there is to make sure it's no more than 2 pages long, and it should really focus on your most recent experience. And while you need to include your credentials, you don't need to include your graduation dates. Don't include your street address. Including that full mailing address is an outdated practice. And if you're hanging on to that old AOL or Hotmail email account, upgrade for a more modern service like Gmail. And then one best practice that's not just good for older workers, but for all workers, is to bot-proof your resume. So organizations are using these AI-based tools or bots to scan resumes and do an initial review and eliminating candidates before they're even seen by an actual person. So to improve your chances of making it past that initial scan, make sure your resume includes industry-specific terms or keywords taken directly from those job listings.
What would be an example of that?
If you still have your mailing address at the top of your resume, instead of including that, including some of your digital addresses. If you have a LinkedIn profile, include your LinkedIn URL address. If you have a Facebook page that also highlights some of your professional experience, highlight that. Also, if you're looking at job listings for a communications officer or manager, make sure you talk about the skills that you can bring to the table or specific terms that you found in the jobs that appeal to you.
Carly, does AARP have any free resources?
We do. AARP, throughout the month of February, is offering free virtual workshops for job seekers. And these workshops will focus on age-proofing your resume, networking, how to avoid work-from-home scams. And you can register for a day and time that works best for you at aarp.org/jobsnational.